I'm Kate Daniels. We meet Dr. Linnea Axman, a nursing professional, the dean of the Master of All Science Nursing Programs at the University of Phoenix. We have this opportunity because there's a special recognition day coming up this week, Certified Nurses Day. And it's such a good reminder for each of us to recognize the work our nursing professionals do on a day-to-day basis. We saw it during the pandemic, and then life took off on some track, and today, we get to focus back on the important life-saving and life-comforting work nurses do all day, every day. Dr. Linnea Axman, good morning. Thank you so greatly for being with us today.
It is my pleasure. I look forward to speaking with you, Kate.
Well, this is really such a special, wonderful opportunity to be able to speak with you. We're going to really be focusing on nursing, nurses, the whole field of nursing, which I want to say has really come more to our attention strongly because of the pandemic and since. So that being the case, and knowing what has gone on in the field of nursing and for all this really dedicated staffing, and that Tuesday coming up is a special day, it's Certified Nurses Day. So we want to just honor that, but also just give a lot of information about nurses. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Right. So you yourself, of course, as the Associate Dean for Doctoral and Undergraduate Studies at the University of Phoenix, obviously have a wealth of knowledge and experience in this big field of nursing.
Well, I'd like to think so. And I just wanted to let you know, I've just recently changed hats, and now I'm the Associate Dean for all the Master's of Science in Nursing programs, but I just left that position. So my colleague who put that hat on, I wanted to give him a salute because he's now in that position. But I can, of course, speak across the program.
Wonderful. So this has really been moving, up the proverbial ladder, but you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't have a heart and a passion for all things nursing.
Well, that is true, and I've been a registered nurse, and see, when I tell you how long I've been, then people start doing the math, but I've been a registered nurse since 1977, so I've been doing this over 45 years, I guess now 47 years, and I've started out as a diploma nurse, and then I got my bachelor's degree, and after that, my master's. And along the way, got a doctorate in public health, and then a couple of years ago, my doctorate in nursing. So I've stuck with it, and I've done all kinds of nursing, from the bedside on medical surgical units to the emergency department, burn units. And I actually was on active duty in the Navy for 25 years and deployed as a nurse all around the world, actually. So I guess you could say I'm dedicated to nursing.
Oh, that truly, I don't know what can compare as more dedication than that. You know, all of what you just shared, totally around the world with all the different kinds of nursing, I think that you really have so much to share with anyone who is interested, certainly in pursuing the field, but just all of us who will at some point in our life, multiple times, encounter nurses and really appreciate what goes on, the education and the dedication.
Well, I'd love to speak to you about the educational pathways, if this is a good time in our interview.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
All right. Well, there are several ways to become a nurse, and there are also a couple different kinds of nurses. So we have a nurse called the licensed practical nurse or the licensed vocational nurse. And this is a nurse who's mainly responsible for providing patients with their essential care, eating, dressing, bathing. And they assist the registered nurse and the doctors in keeping detailed records and maintaining communication between all team members. And so that's one avenue, the educational path for a licensed practical nurse or licensed vocational nurse is about a year, and you have to take some science classes, and of course you do direct patient care. So that's that's an entry level. I don't want to forget our colleagues that are certified nursing assistants. That comes before LPN, and that takes about, it depends on the program, anywhere from 6 weeks to 3 months. After the LPN or LVN, then we have the registered nurse, and the registered nurse is licensed by each state to provide and coordinate care, and they receive, registered nurses receive specialized education. They have to pass a specific test, and they work in a variety of patient care roles. It takes anywhere from 2 years at the associate degree level to 4 years at the baccalaureate level to become a registered nurse. And then you can go on and specialize and even become certified, which I think you were talking about our certified nurse day that we're going to be talking about. And there are all types of certifications, which I'd be happy to share with you a little bit later or now. I want to stop here and see if you have any particular questions or thoughts on what I just talked about.
Well, I think that really does give us a good view of the options that are available and gives food for thought. In your position, as you see the field across the country, is there a sense of where there is a greater need? What kind of education, what a young person, or it doesn't matter, anyone, maybe with a career change, is looking at what would be a good direction to go?
Well, we know that across our country, for a variety of reasons, either location, geographic location. Many people don't live within, I'll say, shouting distance of a university or college of nursing, but they do live near a junior or community college that offers an associate degree. Some people start there, or it may have to do with financial issues. You know, going to school for 2 years is not as expensive as going to school for 4 years. So some people, because of their geographic location or their financial situation, start at the associate degree level. Now, the National Institute of Medicine put out a paper some time ago suggesting that all entry level into nursing should be at the baccalaureate level. And so because of that, the University of Phoenix and other organizations, educational organizations, offer a pathway for associate degree prepared registered nurses to easily achieve their bachelor's degree and beyond.
And having mentioned then the University of Phoenix, we should mention a website, because that's where there will be so much more broad information about what's available and the way to approach all that.
Absolutely. And so for your listeners, the easiest thing for them to do would be to put in their browser Phoenix, phoenix.edu, and then all the different programs that the University of Phoenix offers, including nursing, will be made available to them, and they can browse and request information and even ask to speak to one of our enrollment counselors.
Wonderful. And I really liked your sharing with us, Dr. Axman, that it might be possible because of location or because of financial situations to perhaps think of the college level and having the getting the an associate degree and then being able to potentially work for a year or more or whatever and earn some further funding to continue into nursing once you've had that experience. So I think that could be a really good pathway.
It is, and many employers have relationships, such as with the University of Phoenix and other universities, to offer tuition assistance for their employees, so that that's also a help to the new nurse.
Great. All good things to be aware of and to be able to pursue, because in saying this, I believe the need is so huge in this broad field of nursing. Would you agree?
Absolutely. The current state of the nursing profession is, and you alluded to it, we have an aging population, and of course we nurses are aging right along with our fellows, you know, in the United States and actually globally. By the year 2030, there are going to be over 200,000 openings for registered nurses at the baccalaureate level and over 30,000 new openings for advanced practice registered nurses who are at the master's and doctoral level in order to meet the demand for care for our United States population. And what's concerning is, as I said, we're aging out. Statistics show, and this is from the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, they put out a fact sheet. One of the biggest challenges facing nursing today is the number of nurses leaving the workforce, and it's significant. Between 2020 and 2021, 100,000 registered nurses left the workforce, and that was due to a couple things, to the aging workforce that we already talked about, as well as to the challenges that many nurses faced during the COVID pandemic. Just to give you an example, the average age of a registered nurse in the United States is 52. And here's the really startling statistic, is that 1 million registered nurses are expected to retire by 2030. So we really need people to go into nursing.
Those numbers just seem astronomical and really underscore then looking to this as a career because of both the need, but being able to serve and what it means for all of us to have nurses as part of our community. I would say nurses have more connection with people, patients, but people in general and doctor's offices than the doctor, him or herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why nursing has been identified as one of the most trusted professions, and I think it's what you're talking about. Of course, we look to the physician who leads the care teams, both in and out of the hospital, but it's the nurse that is doing the treatments, sometimes just being with the patient at the bedside or providing primary care out in the community. So I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And that gets at, you know, maybe who should go into nursing and what are the potential personality characteristics that someone should have. And I would say they need to really like to be with and talk to people.
Yes, I would think so. Those would be the people who have the most success to be engaging and being able to draw someone out so that you can build that relationship, because that's all part of the healing as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just sitting with the patient, praying with the patient, there's been all kinds of research done on prayer and just the humanistic perspective actually improves healing.
And you, having been in this profession for so many decades, obviously have a love for it. Going into teaching is the extension of that, being able to encourage others to really embrace that passion and love that you have. So I think that you have that wisdom, you have that authority, if you will, to share that with us and encourage those who are thinking about it or wondering what to do with their life, that this is something to really consider.
Yeah, I think if you're looking to make a difference, if that's your personal goal in life, this is certainly an avenue or profession to pursue. And you touched on something about a little bit about me, you know, going into education. And I just wanted to say to all your listeners that are already registered nurses, we have a shortage of nursing faculty as well as bedside nurses, which again then contributes, right, to the
yes.
nursing shortage. So if you're interested in, you know, education or educating future nurses, please think about becoming a faculty member.
And, you know, I do believe I had heard that specific comment at some point along the way over the last couple or so years, because we do have nursing schools, great nursing schools here in Washington State. But there was a challenge in being able to offer all the programs because of not having adequate staffing. So to your point then, to encourage those with the background to go in that direction.
Absolutely. We need you.
Oh, see, isn't that's powerful. You're needed. So that should be something that stirs our heart, I think.
I hope so.
So we mentioned earlier on, as you described the various pathways, and we're honoring certified nurses on this coming Tuesday, on March the 19th. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't know that I was really thinking of that in quite a distinction as you have now alluded to for me. So what is that all about, Dr. Ackman?
Well, let me tell you about that. So Certified Nurses Day was started to pay tribute to nursing professionals who have received additional education and training. And it is one of the keys, this, you know, ongoing and additional education, one of the keys to public protection. It offers nurses also that have received this additional training to demonstrate their ability to provide this best patient care. It honors nurses worldwide who contribute to better patient outcomes through their certification in their specialty. Would you like to hear about some of the specialties you can become certified in?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so some of the certifications, board certifications, include adult, geriatric, family, neonatal, pediatric, psychiatric, and public health nursing. Additional certifications include certified burn nurse, critical care nurse, emergency room nurse, flight nurse, and many more. So there are many ways for us as registered nurses to increase our education, to increase our experience, and then sit for an examination that, when passed, identifies the nurse that has completed this certification exam as one who has this additional knowledge to contribute to better patient outcomes.
That is such a vast field, and really, I can see how it becomes so specialized that your own self is going to lean towards a certain area of this, and you can really capitalize on what really interests you in life and this journey.
Absolutely. And the really neat thing is, if you get, I don't want to say it, but bored with a certain specialty, you can do something else. Nursing allows you to, you know, move from specialty to specialty, not without some training and education, of course, but still, you do have options.
Absolutely. So I think that this really then offers such a great opportunity, and with the flexibility to continue to make changes and to continue to grow, and that all-important thing to make a difference where it really counts.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, too, in terms of acknowledging nurses on a given day, but it's something when we, as you've described for us, Dr. Ackman, all the various aspects of nurses and nursing, we realize that it's so vast, and how they touch our lives, that, you know, expressing gratitude, acknowledging this work and dedication is something that I would hope that we would do whenever we have these encounters, and express our gratefulness to the person who is serving us and taking care of us.
Yes, thank you so much for acknowledging that. I know myself and my fellow registered nurses certainly appreciate it.
And I think that we should have had that, or ought to have had that point really driven home to us because of the pandemic and then the fallout as a result of that, with the dedication that was required, and how in those early months, so much uncertainty, and how nurses were spending, basically living at their hospitals or wherever it was they were working, just because of all the, all those various circumstances we had to deal with.
Yes, it's true. And many of my students, because I teach both in the master's and doctoral program, were bachelor's prepared nurses who were there at the bedside caring for patients during COVID and trying to also care for family members who may have been ill, who lost family members during COVID, and continue to care for others and continue to advance their education. So I have great admiration for my students who are still working with COVID patients. It's amazing to see.
That is certainly true dedication. And I know that we are aware, because I actually had another case of COVID early in February, but it wasn't serious. It was like a bad cold. So we know it continues to happen, but we don't think, and we need to be aware of that there are still serious cases that require hospitalization.
Yes, it's true. And we get, used to our status quo, and then it doesn't seem quite so scary. And a lot of that is just how we cope, right? But you make a great point. We still do have patients hospitalized with COVID. We have patients that are at risk because of their chronic illness or age are at risk for COVID. So, it's still there. We still need to be aware and take whatever preventive and protective measures that we ourselves are willing to do.
Would you consider, this is a little off the track, but maybe it helps with us being healthy and it doesn't overtax the system, but one of the things that, and it was controversial, of course, was the wearing of masks, but mm-hmm. It is something I think that is much more accepted maybe these days. I know that my husband and I have purchase boxes of the masks that we will wear. And I certainly did. Once I had a recurring COVID in the last month, it just felt important to wear the mask, both for myself, but for others' protection as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'm right there with you, Kate. I still wear masks on an airplane because, as we know, the air on an airplane is mostly recirculated. So sitting on an airplane with somebody may not know they have COVID, mm-hmm. and they're not wearing a mask. So I always wear a mask myself. I believe in them, and I know that it is controversial for some, but I think the research shows that, masks protect us not only from COVID, but from all kinds of respiratory illnesses. So I'm a big mask advocate myself.
And they can certainly be attractive. We can color coordinate them.
Exactly. Right?
all sorts of fun things. Mm-hmm. And so taking that back to our purpose at hand about acknowledging the wonderful work of nurses in our world who, still happen to be predominantly female. And mm-hmm. So here it is, women doing that nurturing, caring work, perhaps not, as in many fields, not receiving the compensation that comparable work gets elsewhere. But this is as much following a heart and passion and really finding good purpose in our life and in the world.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll comment on demographics a little bit. So we know that nationwide, about 11% of all nurses at the master's level are male. And we also, the one thing, and I hate to say COVID did anything good, but the one thing that COVID did do was draw attention to salary. And so salaries have improved as a result of COVID, and because the nurse was recognized as important to patient care. I'm not saying that there isn't still room for improvement, but things have improved salary-wise. And we do need more men in our profession. So, okay, fellas, listening to this, salaries are improving, and there's lots of opportunity for really exciting careers in nursing.
Oh, yes. I think we've just really touched the surface and given such a broad spectrum of ways to be involved. Well, you know, thinking of your own involvement in nursing and being in the Navy, how you got to experience the world while providing care for those that you worked with.
Absolutely. And if we have time, I'll just share with you that I had the opportunity to work on the President's Task Force to prevent HIV infection in sub-Saharan Africa. I was deployed to Iraq and Kuwait and Guantanamo Bay as someone that was taking care of refugees. I also took care of families. So there's just many opportunities. There's even the U.S. Public Health Service that responds to disasters. They employ nurses at all levels. So there's just all kinds of opportunities.
Yes, I'm really becoming aware of that. And thinking back then to your entry into this field and then, you know, continuing the education, in those early years, would you have imagined that you would have been working on something like an HIV tax force or going to the Sahara?
No, I wouldn't. I was just a youngster. I was 17 years old. I graduated from high school at 17 and went right into nursing school. So, you know, I wasn't thinking about that at all. I was thinking about, you know, having a career and getting out of college, right?
So, right.
No, I wasn't. And, time goes by really fast. I'm glad I made that decision with the help of my parents, actually. But I would never have thought that I would have had the opportunity that I had.
And so that's where I think there's, shall we call it the magic that occurs is, you know, we start down a path and we can't see the doors that will open and, you know, the new horizons that will come to us. But here's that living example of what you experienced. And so, you know, similar but different things exist for any and all.
Yeah, I think that's true for those listeners that are still in high school or are, you know, just about to graduate soon in May or June, do think about it because, as you said, Kate, you just never know what the future holds.
Right. And without having that experience, I would faint at the sight of blood. So I'm not a good nursing candidate, but I so appreciate when I receive, you know, the attention I do from nursing professionals. And I just am so in awe of your dedication, Dr. Ackman, and the dedication of all the nursing professionals. And because we are here this morning with this opportunity, which I really do appreciate, being able to talk about nursing and this climate and what can be done, and to express gratitude to all nurses, I just really appreciate learning that it's so much more vast than I would have expected. And I hope that others really get that feeling as well.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And before we end, I just wanted to give a shout out to all the nurses that work in non-traditional settings in the communities with people that are living unsheltered, people doing street medicine, people working in homeless shelters, people working with new moms out in the community, visiting nurses that visit, people that are homebound. So there are also, I don't want to forget my colleagues that are doing a lot out in the community.
Oh, absolutely. Underscored. And for you, Dr. Ackman, thank you for bringing that awareness to us so that we can really get a glimpse and also the encouragement to really look at nursing in its vast possibilities as a profession, either first time, or, you know, it might be time for a change, and this is something to consider.
Absolutely.
Well, again, many thanks. I so appreciate the time that we've had, and I am so grateful for all the dedication that you have put into this profession, Dr. Ackman. It's utterly amazing, and thank you. Big time.
Well, thank you, Kate, for the opportunity, and I hope you and your listeners have a wonderful day.